30 hours earlier. Ben. Everything goes black. Just for a moment. Then it all becomes terrifyingly clear. It is going to happen here. Now. In this apartment, right here, on this innocuous spot of flooring just beyond the door. He is going to die. He understands what must have happened. Nick. Who else? But one of the others in this place might be involved. Because, of course, they're all connected. Please, he manages. I can explain. He's always been able to talk himself out of any situation. Benjamin Silvertongue, she called him. If he can only find the words. But speech seems suddenly very difficult. The next attack comes with astonishing suddenness, astonishing force. His voice is pleading, high as a child's. No, no, please, please, don't. The words tumbling out of him. He who is always so poised. No time for explanations now. He is begging, begging for mercy. But there is none in the eyes gazing down upon him. He sees the blood spatter onto his jeans, but he doesn't understand what it is immediately. Then he watches as spots of crimson begin to fall onto the parquet floor. Slowly at first, then faster, faster. It doesn't look real. Such a brilliant, intense red, and there is so much of it all at once. How can all of this have come from him? More and more every second. It must be spilling out of him. Then it happens again, the next attack. And he is falling, and on the way down, his head bounces against something hard and sharp, the edge of the kitchen counter. He should have known. Should have been less arrogant, less cavalier. Should at least have had a chain put on the door. And yet he thought he was invincible. Thought that he was the one in control. He has been so stupid. So arrogant. Now he's down on the floor and he cannot imagine ever being able to stand again. He tries to put up his hands, to beg without words, to defend himself, but his hands won't obey him either. His body is no longer within his control. With this comes a new terror. He is utterly helpless. The shutters. The shutters are open. It's dark outside, which means that this whole scene must be illuminated to the outside world. If someone saw, if someone could come to help. With a vast effort, he opens his eyes, turns, and begins to crawl towards the windows. It's so hard. Each time he places a hand, it slips out from under him. It takes a moment for him to realize that this is because the floor is slick with his own blood. Eventually, he reaches the window. He raises himself a little way above the sill. He reaches out a hand and marks a gory handprint against the pane. Is there someone out there? A face turned up towards him, caught by the light spilling from the windows out there in the gloom. His vision is blurring again. He tries to beat his palm to mouth the word, help. And then the pain hits him. It is huge, more overwhelming than anything he has experienced in his life. He can't bear this, surely. It must be too much. This is where the story ends. And his last lucid thought is, Jess. Jess will be coming tonight. That no one will be here to meet her. From the moment she arrives, she too will be in danger.